The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss. You don't notice an effect.
Okay.
Does the magic do what he wants it to do?
Yes. Spell goes off.
Huh. Good job.
Thanks.
It's just there's other effects that happen too.
Perfect.
Alrighty. Well, that's ready to go.
Yeah.
You have plants.
We do.
Roll again when you cast a transport.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be ready for another 3 days, so I don't know what you want to do between now and then.
I don't want to... I mean, secure. Right now, we know where we're going. We have it secured. We're locking it down. I don't see there's any reason. Like I said, send the scouts out. Have them check the nearest tunnels. Have them come back every day.
That's These aren't great. I kind of want better wild magic things.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if it's a 5% chance, you've already fucked it. So, like, you deserve to get, like...
You deserve to shut your pie hole. That's what you deserve.
Wild magic under sorcerer is like they're not all bad.
Yeah, I know. But
like Schroeder is immune to being drunk for the next. Roll me 5d6.
So he's Schroeder.
No, he's not immune to being drunk.
Schroeder or his character?
Schroeder.
Jeff has heard me through the airwaves very, very drunk before.
Probably better to say he hasn't heard you through the airwaves.
Yeah, I was going to say he passed out mid-combat once.
Yeah. There's a good chance.
I did that. I remember doing that one time. I don't remember who I was playing computer games with, but I passed out in the chair.
That was back in Divinity days, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That was like, at this point, going on 3 years ago?
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was.
Okay, so I need, you said 66, right?
5d6.
Okay, perfect, 5d6.
Fireball.
Okay, 15.
You're going to be immune to being intoxicated for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
15 days.
Cool.
Woo, Fares Res.
Yeah. Some of these fucking lame. All
right, well, I assume that I would go back a day before he's going to be ready, so that way I can come back the day it is ready.
That makes sense.
Okay. Are you doing anything in between, or are we skipping forward?
Skipping forward. I mean, unless the scouts don't come back or something
Roll.
Like that.
Don't be so excited.
One.
No.
You're good.
Yeah.
You got... That was a skill check, too, right?
No.
Oh. I guess not. Okay, I guess spell check.
Okay. So I pop back to Araj.
Yeah, he will have it ready for you. And are you taking other people back with you, or is this all you're taking?
That's a good question.
I mean, since this seems to be the last stand, why not have as many meat chills as possible?
Spoken like a true general. No, I brought an elite squad of.
I would give a rousing speech for anybody who is willing to make a last stand.
Make me a charisma or a charisma or persuasion.
We few.
I suck at both of them.
We happy few. We band of brothers.
You said just charisma or persuasion?
If you're proficient with persuasion, then it's persuasion.
I am not.
For he that sheds blood with me today shall be my brother.
Nope.
Really fucked up.
I rolled a five.
You rolled a five. What's your bonus?
Zero.
Sweet.
Charisma was my dump stat.
Hey guys, we're going to go.
2d20.
And it'd be a cool idea if, like, you guys would help, even though you're probably sacrificing what little life you have.
I rolled double eights, so 16.
You have 16 people out of, like, 150 who are like, yeah, I'll go stand in front of the demon lords for you.
Pussies. Okay.
Viserin is ready with the, I mean, it looks like a blackened shrivel heart. Says, place this when you're ready to set off the ritual and hand you a stone. Says, contact me and we will start the ritual.
Okay. Is there anything else we're going to be doing on our side ritual-wise?
No, so, just let me know when it's in place. Okay. Where are you placing it?
Menzoberranzan and where you wanted us to.
Right. Where in Menzoberranzan?
Probably just on the inside, like right past where we were. Actually, you know what? I saw some other plants in Sorcerer.
Plants in Sorcerer?
No. I know that there's a fungus grove.
Right.
And say, so I would base
Donny Garden.
Right. Where's Don? Like, I want to make this a believable lie.
It's the far side of Menzoberranzan from where you came in.
Okay. Were there any big, like,
lush gardens?
Lush gardens near around Sorcerer?
Around Sorcerer, no.
Okay. The other two places that are near Sorcerer?
No.
Is there a big ass monumental style tree fungus anywhere near the entrance to? Like, my goal is to try and say this is the closest place that we saw while we were there that near.
It would be in the richer neighborhoods. There would be, like, groves in people's estates and things like that.
Gotcha. I would just be like, I saw some groves. I traveled back from D place where the big groves are on the, like,
yeah,
edge of
Donny Garden.
I came back
up on the east side.
Yeah.
At that deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah. That place.
Okay.
It's just going to be difficult.
So you're making up a good solid lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
roll deception.
Nope. As he handed me the heart.
he's like standing there with it held out.
And then I will take it from him before I roll deception. it's a 14.
That's decent.
Do you need that? He rolled a single digit.
Oh, did he? Okay, yeah. Never mind. We're good.
D8.
I know. I don't need to roll it. Okay. So that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Go, team, go.
As you can see, not very many people wanted to go to Menzoberranzan with us.
Yeah, it's probably a better idea that they don't.
Well, for them. Yeah.
Just contact me through the... I guess he'd give you a scroll, not a sending stone.
Hey, bro.
A scroll of sending.
Okay, gotcha. I would take it.
Yep.
As though I don't... That way I don't burn a spell slot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to be facing down at least one demon lord.
Yep. Cool. Well... Yep.
It can be only
big
one.
Big ups, huh?
Yep.
See you later.
Okay. I need to actually draw some of this shit out so that we can start.
I think I'm going to have to get a new mat.
I accidentally bought the giant.
There are 9 demon lords, right?
Not anymore.
Well, there are 9.
No, there's way more than that.
There are?
Yeah, there's lesser ones. There's...
Oh, we're not... Yeah.
Well. Yeah. No, the big ones are Demogorgon, Baphomet, Orcus, Yinagu, Gratzt, Frazerblu. I only count 8.
Gratzt was in the stone.
Nope. Frazerblu was in the stone.
That's what I said.
Gesundheit.
Jublex,
and Zuchtamoy.
Dead.
And then Gratzt. I've got
The spider bitch.
Loth.
Mm. Loth isn't really a demon.
I don't think she's a demon.
She's a demon lady.
A demon lass, if you will.
All right, bitch.
I'm just thinking, like, you only have 4 things here, so we're missing.
We've taken care of quite a few of them.
Mortal Kombat!
You've taken care of Zuchtamoy and
Jublex.
Right, that's 2.
Right.
Frazer Bloom's in the gym. In the gym.
The only one who is not represented here is Gratzt.
Okay. And he was the demon who was outside of Cracklestug watching the show. Devil, not demon.
He is technically a devil.
The devil.
Yeah.
It's the devil
that was,
song.
That was a very, what's the bad guy in Inspector Gadget?
Claw. Get you, Claw. Gadget.
Yeah.
Is it Dr. Claw?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not sure how he got his PhD.
He didn't go to 8 years of freaking evil medical school to be called Mister.
Oh, man. I love knockoffs of Blofeld.
The details of my life is inconsequential.
I was going to make a bigger...
Gonna need a bigger boat.
Well, see you next time.
No. The way work has been, I'm not going to get anywhere near those machines to do anything personal.
No, you walk up to your boss and you say, excuse me, sir, but your shit needs to stop so that I can have fun with my friends. And then after you get fired, you have plenty of time to make the map.
Right. Well, no, because I need the printer that's there. If I get fired.
It'll take them a while to arrest you after you break in and use the printer after hours.
It's true. Okay. So, where are you putting your tower?
The base of the stairs, right?
I suppose.
How wide is the tower again?
60? 40 by 40.
How wide is the platform?
Up the stairs?
Yes, the top of the stairs.
There's 20 feet from the stairs back to the maze engine, and then it's 40 foot wide.
The maze engine is 40 foot wide.
Yeah, the platform is probably 50.
So not quite enough. It would be cool to just set it on top of... It'd be cool to set it on top of the platform in front of the orrery, but it doesn't sound like that's enough space.
No.
Then I would say at the base of the stairs.
To the side, not blocking the stairs?
No, absolutely blocking the stairs.
Okay, I wasn't... I wanted to...
Because we got a front door and a back door, right?
No, we have a
no,
front door
a front
and a
front door and a
roof. Access. Mm.
That's 20 by 20.
And a lava pit.
Man, that is...
Just draw it.
Fucking big.
Is there space...
Jeez.
I mean, I feel like blocking it off is not a terrible idea.
Keeps any big bastards from going up, whoever's trying to keep concentration on the maze engine.
Yeah, makes them go through the fortress. And we could have a stand both in the fortress and on top of the fortress. Yeah. I like it. We're like at the top of the mast watching the ships roll in, you know? Bring me my brown pants and all that.
So you're planning on being inside the tower. Somebody's outside on the maze engine.
I pull out a horn and blow my brown note. Your pants are brown now.
Yep.
Is that the extent of it?
It's what I've got right now.
Okay.
We're going to have the battle ragers on the ground in a semicircle.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay. You going to bed now?
Or are they just inside the door waiting to bust out?
That was my idea, yeah.
Okay. Not a bad idea.
I did have a thing that I've never used in this game that might be useful now. I was going to look at my horn.
Please don't pull your horn out while we're playing.
Too late.
I forgot you had a horn.
It's all right.
I don't remember what the horn is.
Been a while.
It's a horn of brown note. It makes them shit themselves.
No. Bring me my brown pants. I don't know where it went. Maybe I sold it at one point because I wasn't using it. I got an amulet for one-time protection against fiends.
You do.
Will that help now?
It's protection versus good and evil, specifically fiends.
Right? Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that would help.
I'm considering using that amulet. I'm also considering to drink my potion of greater invisibility as well.
Well, unless you want me to go in with a 6-level slot down, we're going to take a long rest before this fight.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
We have time to set up when we want to do it.
Yep. Cute.
Are you wanting to set the tower in front of the platform or in
yes.
front of the entrance?
No, that's not a bad idea, but I'm more worried about... So here's the thing. When we kick this on, right, I get the sense that this is going to be like a giant Ghostbusters ghost trap or something, and they may want to prevent whatever's happening from happening.
Yeah.
So by putting a tower in the way, we could protect whoever's keeping the thing running.
I might have something to help.
I mean, you're assuming that once you pop the ritual, it's going to be like the chicken and Peter Griffin seeing each other from across the parking lot, and they go beat the shit out of each other.
I'm not assuming that at all. I'm hoping that's what happens.
Okay.
I'm hoping that's what happens, but for all I know, they're going to go, hey, this orrery's cool. Let's stop it from returning us to where we don't want to be. Or maybe they'll sit down and have a nice cup of tea.
You want to tell us what your plan is?
So the Fugitoid said that it's best to not start this thing till after the ritual, right? Is that what he said?
Until you're ready to use it.
Just trying to, like, do we start it and then do our ritual and like so like
that it's, that it's how long does the ritual take for Vizarin?
He said it could he would tell you it could take hours.
No, I think a couple of us go out, set the thing, start the ritual. Once we push the button, we signal somebody on the tower, who then signals, you know, whoever's on the tower needs to be our eyes and ears and coordinate everything. And we don't start the orrery until all the parties show up.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm just fearful that the orrery will take time to do what it needs to do. And can we use that time to...
Or does it only have a few rounds before it breaks? Since we don't know either time frame, let's just start one of them.
Or does the damn thing move fast enough that the whole rest of the fucking thing falls into the lava?
Start her up. Let's find out. I don't know what that hum is. I bet it's the water heater.
Probably. I'm of the opinion that because we don't know how long this thing is going to run, that we don't start the orrery until until everybody's here. Everybody else okay with that idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have another thing that you wanted to...
Nah, I was mixing two spells up, and I think because that thing's too big for the one that's ideal.
Okay. I think so.
Go, go, gadget, ritual arm.
So you're going to place the talisman radio in?
Yeah, after I've rested.
Okay, so you're going to rest.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's got their spell slots back. Everybody's full health.
Yeah.
Everybody's good to go.
Yeah.
You sure. You place the talisman, you radio in, and you literally sit for hours. As you sit, you start to see, almost like gathering clouds for a storm, the Fair's Rest swirls. It looks like the forming of a tornado. It builds and builds and builds over hours. And after about 9 hours, you see several swirls. And then space opens. And roll for initiative.
It's happening! I get advantage on that now, Jeff.
Oh?
Feral instinct. Maybe I won't have a shit initiative for a change.
No, you'll have two shit initiatives.
You son of a bitch.
He rolled 2 4s.
You want to re-roll one? It's a skill check. Add a D8 to it.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's just remind ourselves that Troy is the ultimate fuck up tonight, and it'll take a really big fuck up to outdo Troy's fuck up. That's all we gotta.
We didn't start any later than we usually do.
It's actually not wrong.
We did. Yes, he is.
Troy.
17.
Lucas.
18.
Schroeder.
19.
Grady.
23. That'd be a 6, Jeff. You old piece of shit. I'm gonna go upstairs now because my initiative won't be for 87 other characters' turns. I will probably die out there in the middle of the field before I get to take an action.
I didn't realize the casting time on that spell.
On which spell?
The one he took.
Yeah, it's a minute.
Yup. We're gonna play games where I never roll again.
Just roll better.
Should we place ourselves?
Okay, I need to know who is going to maintain the maze engine.
I think it's Lucas's opportunity to fuck something up.
What about the robot?
You don't want me to throw spells and do things?
You can throw spells.
You just can't throw concentration spells.
Yes. Yeah. It's up to you guys. I don't care who does it.
If it's a concentration, theoretically, as a wizard...
With Warcaster, which gives you advantage on concentration checks, just in case you take damage.
You would be the most effective one. While it may sound like I was being flippant, which I was, it also is tactically the best decision, since you guys say I never help the team out at all and just sit back and laugh when it goes to shit, which I still plan on doing.
I mean, I do have a Warcaster and an AC of 23, but either way.
Yeah, either way.
One of you two.
I mean, you're literally the one that rolled to have some understanding of how this thing worked.
Yeah.
So it's up to you guys.
One of you two should do it because you both have.
You can both hang out up there. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know how far back that area is from being able to affect the battlefield.
You've got 30 feet of stairs, and then you've got 20 feet, and then the maze engine.
Okay.
I just don't have enough map for that.
So we're looking at 70 feet minimum. No, 30. So 50 plus 40. No, right? So 90.
You'd be 20 back. 20 feet into the maze engine.
So 30
and
feet
20
of
feet
stairs.
Up.
30 feet of stairs. Another 20 feet back.
And then another 20 feet into the maze engine.
So that's 70.
Yep.
Plus the 40 feet past the fortress. Because the fortress is 40 feet.
Right. That's where this is where the stairs start.
Yeah.
So 30 feet back from there, and then 20 feet, and then 20 feet.
Right. So.
Yeah, it puts somebody out of the fight.
110 feet.
It does put somebody out of the fight.
To affect anything.
Not necessarily, because you're sitting 30 feet up, and then another 20 feet up. You're 50 feet up, which is taller than this tower.
So you do have a line of sight.
Okay.
So setting the tower in front of it doesn't do anything anyways.
Well, it prevents them from going up the stairs towards it.
No, I mean, they can run around it.
So where am I physically? Where's my character physically standing?
They're demon lords. So I'm sure.
Where are you going to be?
Maybe they're like lemmings.
Are you going to be on the maze engine?
I thought I was maintaining the machine, yeah.
Schroeder? No, I don't care where you are. You tell me where you're at.
Well, if I have to turn it on, I have to be in front of the buttons and shit, right?
Somebody knows. It doesn't have to be you. You guys need to make this decision. While I go pee.
Good.
I don't know how effective I would be with being any help for you guys if I am up there. So, what do we think is going to be?
Why can't the robot do it?
That's what I thought.
Okay, have the Modron do it.
Yeah, have the NPC.
I would think one of us should do it.
Okay.
Then
one of you do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with doing it. I'm just saying, like, what's more helpful, me healing or him doing damage for you guys out fighting whatever the fuck's left?
Don't know.
Are you thinking you're going to be too far away to do any
with damage spells that I have? Yeah, for the most. I mean, because I've got like blight, which is 30 feet.
I've got spell sniper, so I can double my range.
Lightning bolt is a 100-foot line.
I mean, most of your range of your spells is probably, what, 60 feet?
That's not true. I guess I can hit ice storms from 300 feet away.
I mean, like I said, based on what I understand of your skills, that puts you out of the ability, that puts you out of the range of a lot of damage that they can theoretically throw while also still being able to throw it. Like I said, I was not being flippant. You make the most tactical, the best choice.
That's what, but again, like, where am I physically standing on this map?
You're basically right there.
I'm behind our tower.
Yes.
You're 70 feet past.
Can I see over our tower?
Yes. He explained that as well.
Okay.
Because you're 70 feet back and 50 feet up.
Correct. Cool.
Okay. Then we will do that. And while I was resting, I was imparting the knowledge of how to use the fucking thing. There we go.
I don't know who actually goes first, but
I think I do. At least out of our roles. So the real question is, where are the three of us going to be? You can be on the roof, or are you running out with the Battle Ragers?
Oh, no, the Battle Ragers and I are standing in front of the door.
Oh, not inside to burst out?
Well, I mean, depends on what happens, but, you know, I assume we all sat there and put the stone down and went, okay, and then waited some more, then went and had a chicken sandwich and waited some more. I mean, 9 hours is a long fucking time to wait. But yeah, I would assume we're ready to bust out the door.
Because I had planned on hitting you with the, if that was going to be the case with our setup, I had planned on hitting you with the old trusty. And should I be with you guys or should I be on the tower?
I mean, unless somebody really is launching things, then there's no reason to be on the tower except to be on the tower to signal shit back and forth to Lucas because he's quite a ways away. I mean, if your spells will reach, there's no reason for you to get down there in the fight unless you absolutely have to.
Those are the ones roll to attack with, though.
I'm going
to
be doing more
save.
I'll be doing significantly more healing with touch heals than I will.
Like some of my ones with saves are only like a 60-foot range, so I may not reach with those.
Just see what happens. For all I know, they come out and they smash the shit out of our tower in about 5 seconds.
That's also true.
And I've also got one spell that will reach. That's it.
What? Lucas is minding the Cyberman.
Like, are you more of a melee?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I can hit decent, but I hit better probably with my spells.
So then maybe being on top of the fortress wouldn't be a bad spot for you to be.
Lucas is with the Cyberman. Troy's on top of the tower. The rest of us are ready to throw open the door and rush out into combat as needed.
And I'll probably float behind the main line.
Well, you would have a hard time leading a charge of battle ragers.
I just mean, like, I'm not going to try and, like, you know, be at their feet. You know what I mean?
You good, Jefe?
Yep, just checking some.
Okay.
Okay. Lucas is on the maze engine.
On the tower.
On the tower. Troy is on the tower.
The rest of us are going out the front.
Going out the front. Okay. So we have initiative rolled.
Yep.
At this point, you see portals forming in the Fair's Rest all around this chamber. Some big, some small, some fairly shifting.
Huge!
Yeah. It'll be Schroeder's turn first.
Prior to them coming out?
Yep. Round one, the portal's open.
Okay, then I'll haste the Barbarian. That's a leveled spell. So bonus action, Shillelagh. Because I can't cast anything overly useful at that point.
Damn, I left all those tokens.
Yeah, so just hasting the Barbarian, bonus action, Shillelagh, and waiting.
Lucas.
Just so that I'm aware, at what point am I supposed to concentrate on the machine? Is that right away, or is that later on? Like, what? I just want to make sure I'm understanding what the
When you turn it on, you have to concentrate to keep it running.
Yes, but when do I turn it on?
Well, he just said that they will come through in round one. It just hasn't got to their turn yet.
No, the portal's open on round one.
Okay. Well, we will signal you.
Okay, so should I do something else that has concentration until then? Because I can.
Is it useful?
It's a bunch of radiant damage, if that helps.
We don't see anybody yet.
Yeah, but if I hold it where it's at, as soon as they walk into it, they take it.
I mean, sure. Pick a portal and throw a bear trap of radiant damage on it. I'm okay with that.
It's a 30-foot radius sphere. I could put it like in the middle somewhere. That's not going to hit you guys.
Or just directly under wherever the portal, one of the portals is coming out.
That could work.
How far? What's the range on it?
120 feet.
Yeah.
Is there a big-ass portal somewhere within 120 feet, Jeff?
I mean, there are literally portals opening up all over the place.
Okay.
So. Pick a portal you like, Lucas, and throw it under that.
The biggest one.
Okay. I mean, if you're doing a 30-foot radius sphere,
it's going to be under multiple portals.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can get multiple creatures into it, that's what I want to do.
Right.
So let's do that thing.
Okay. So you're putting it right here out in front of the tower?
Yeah, as long as these guys are not in it. That's
nope.
Yeah,
they're inside the tower until they say otherwise.
So I'll hang on. I'll hold on to that.
Is Kira like at the door, like peeking out the door?
So you see a...
it's a second level, right?
You all see a dim greenish light spread within a 30-foot radius.
Neat.
What spell is that?
Sickening Radiance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that one.
Can I see it?
Anything else?
No, that was basically me preparing what to do.
Troy.
He's already cast it. He's already waiting.
It's also not a concentration spell. Oh, okay. Mine don't do that.
Oh my god, Lucas read it better than Schroeder did.
Well, it just said duration up to 10 minutes.
I think I can move it too if I needed to. But it's as soon as they move into it. So as soon as they drop down, they're in it.
I'm just making sure.
It does say whenever a creature enters it?
When a creature moves into the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there.
Yep. That's why it's one to lay it like a trap.
Yeah, take a con. Con save.
And it's, was that a level 4 spell?
Ooh, and it suffers one level of exhaustion.
Yep, 4d10 radiant and a level of exhaustion on a failed save.
Go ahead and roll a 4d10, just so I have that number in my mind.
Is
it a constitution save?
It's a con save for each creature.
I'm not rolling all those.
In your head.
I don't think it takes damage if it
in your head.
Passes its con save.
Does it say
the first time the creature must succeed a con saving throw or take 40/10 radiant damage.
It's an important distinction.
Yeah.
This light makes it impossible for the creature to be... No, it does not specify that it takes half.
Okay, then it does not.
So if it succeeds, it succeeds, I guess.
What level is the spell?
Four. Fourth level. Evocation.
Interesting.
I see a spell. I'm just curious. I don't know what it is.
Where'd it come from?
It's the green card.
What book's that out of?
I don't remember, but I have a card for it, so it's out of... It might have been out of Xanathar's. I don't know.
Yeah. It's got to be either Xanathar's cards. Oh, they are Xanathar's cards. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not mistaken. I believe that is the case.
The reason I was confused is my cards don't have the C symbol.
Oh, yeah.
It says mine actually says concentration
next to it.
Yeah.
Doing anything round one, Troy?
Cast C invisibility.
Okay.
It's a good one.
That's not a bad one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like save. It just saves.
What's also cool about his is if they fail the con save, they've got they emit dim greenish light, and it makes them impossible for the creature to benefit from being invisible.
Sweet.
It's 31 total for the damage.
Okay.
Damn. Nice.
Radiant damage.
I like it.
I rolled 2 9s, a 10, and a 3, so I can't complain. Best thing I'm going to do this whole fight, guys. Other than maintain a machine.
I mean, you could cast magic missile.
Well, I can do other. I can do other. Well, I can do other things that don't have concentration.
Cast magic missile at a fifth level.
I just wanted to try to like. I wanted to see if I could just start to hit some things as soon as they popped in. I think
it's a good call.
Yeah,
it's a good call.
All good.
No, that's actually very good.
Best laid plan.
Anything else, Troy?
No.
Okay. Next round, you see. You see bodies pouring out of these.
Do I not get a turn, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I guess you would.
You don't count. You're
all
inside.
The way at the bottom. Sorry, I missed you.
Protection from fiends.
It's a good call.
Okay.
Like old grumpy fat guys with bad knees. I activate my amulet, my one-time use.
Yeah.
I forgot we had this.
Now seems like a good time to use it.
It does. Let's anything do else? Thing.
I'm going to keep the Potion of Greater Invisibility at hand, but I'm not going to use it yet.
Okay. Next round, you see bodies start pouring out of these portals. You see dozens fall into your area and just burst into flames before they ever hit the ground.
Nice. Metal is shit.
You see others that don't burst into flames, and others that burst into flames and are just fine after that. But you nuke a ton of them as they're coming into this area.
Nice.
Are any of them these demon lords?
yeah, you nuke a demon lord with 31 damage.
I might singe him.
Sadly, the demon lords are spawning out further.
Oh, of course they are.
Convenient.
Real fucking convenient.
So... I mean, we can have these guys duke it out and everything like that, but I figured it'd be more entertaining if you guys do it.
Oh, we should have pulled out that wrestling RPG.
So, question though.
Yeah.
There is another one that's missing. Why?
Yes, that is a good point. You see...
Other than the one in the gym.
Right.
Grats.
Whoever's got that gym, you feel your pack get lighter.
a stone just lands out there somewhere.
It does. In the midst of all these bodies, you see a black gem just plink down onto the ground. You see a huge red winged skull covered creature with a wand that is coated in green flames land to one side of the tower. You know that this is Orcus. You see Yinagu, who you met earlier, land on the other side. You see Demogorgon, and you see Baphomet, who is a giant demonic minotaur. They all land kind of spread out, facing each other. Peter Griffin and the chicken across the parking lot.
Ding, ding, ding.
Are these, like, to scale with at least in...
2 degrees.
In... comparison with each other?
The only one that really the only ones that really aren't are Demogorgon, because he's supposed to be huge, but I bought this off of Etsy and I didn't realize until I set it on the grid that oh shit, that's 4 spaces. Baphomet, I didn't make the miniature big enough. He's supposed to be huge, I think.
So they're all huge.
Basically.
Okay.
You could put a coaster and underneath him if you needed
to. Where's Gratzt?
That is a good question. as everything starts pouring out,
Do you have a good answer?
I do. Not one that I'm going to give you, but as you're pondering that, you could, I mean, make me an arcana check.
Can we all make those?
22.
You remember when we were discussing the demon lords? Gratzt was a devil that took over part of the abyss. This summons demons.
Okay.
Well,
makes sense.
Can't fix everything.
All right, we got one guy.
How would the devil get here in the first place, then?
DM Fiat.
Gotcha. Okay.
In all honesty, I don't remember seeing why Gratzt is not summoned by this, but he is specifically not.
Gotcha.
Immortal combat.
That's the reason that I assumed. You got a D5 in that?
In here?
Mm-hmm.
Should
I borrow it? It's either that or... No, that D5's good.
I got some stuff from Goodman Games, actually, Jeff.
Oh, yeah?
D7s for people.
Nice.
I got a bumper sticker.
I want that. I really want that.
Maybe not.
That will go in on my car.
No, that's a 5.
That's a 5.
What's it say?
Why don't you roll it?
He did.
Do you even spell burn, bro? I like that.
Deuce.
Various hex and grid papers.
Oh, man. Does somebody end up being the gem then?
Oh, shit.
Sweet. Lucas, roll that D5. Actually, roll a D4 now.
Oh, D4 now?
Yep.
D4s. Big ol' one.
That's a...
Fuck yeah, that's the one I wanted.
Roll a D3, Schroeder.
Pretty on. On call.
Sorry, Grady.
Orcus is the best one, like, even by 1,000%. Even.
No, I mean, roll it and see if it's even or odd.
It's odd.
It's odd.
It's 13. I'm a gem.
You're lucky, because...
That'd have been awesome.
People at home, Jeff has handed us each a character sheet or stat block, and the last one stated, "You are stuck in a gem. You just watch." And none of us got that
one. None of them got that one. I'm disappointed. So I just get to watch. We're gonna attach these guys to your initiative.
Cool.
On your turn, you'll have your action and. I'm not giving you the full stat block. I'm assuming that these guys would run at each other and just try and tear each other's throats out. Most of their powers wouldn't work on each other, so they wouldn't bother with them.
We definitely don't have hit points. Unless I'm missing them.
Nope, you don't.
That would have been funny to get to be a gem. As soon as you said 5, I'm like, somebody's a gem. All right, well, Schroeder had the highest.
Just kind of gets kicked around by accident, like, during the whole thing.
No, actually, you guys see these demons pouring in, all different kinds of demons. You see a ton of, like, manes and, what's the other one? Dretches just be obliterated as they land in Lucas's spell. You see the gem land, and a Garistro demon drops on its ass on this gem and just shatters it.
Just to point out, Schroeder did have another 16 to 20 people. I imagine we have them maybe up on top of the tower with Troy just launching arrows or whatever.
Okay. Troy, you have your miniature. Place yourself on top of the tower. I really need those bags of tokens, because I need some for you guys and I need some.
Are
for
they in
me.
Your car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're fine.
How dare you?
Plus, is there what is this number?
Average.
Oh, okay. Do we just hit with the roll. Average? Oh, okay.
No, you roll. Gotcha. It's just to make it easier for running it. If you're a DM, you just take that number because that's statistically the most likely number.
Are we going off our stats for like saving throws and shit?
I'm going to imagine our saving throws are going to be so goddamn ridiculous that it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I would think it would matter.
No, not against each
so
other.
Chill touch at a 17th level.
Why would you be making chill touch at a 17th level?
Because that's one of my things.
Because I imagine, like I said, I don't know what these saves are, but I imagine that they get, like, well, I don't know what everybody else's sheet looks like. I assume it looks similar to mine, but.
I mean, I have no stats. It's all
no,
shit to do.
He's giving you your actions.
He's not happy.
What time is it? Should have his feed.
I wonder what my...
While Jeff is up there, do any of you want me to look at your character sheets to tell you what you do, or are you good?
Because
I know most of you have not read D&D stat blocks before for monsters.
I just thought I'd ask. Saves aren't going to be a thing, then I basically have two things to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean spell attacks.
In fairness, once we all walk in there, each of us has to take a saving throw versus my personal spell, but it probably won't make a difference.
I just don't know what my plus is to a ranged spell attack.
Motion was detected at my back door.
I don't doubt it. Some fat guy walking by there.
That son of a bitch.
Fucking creeper.
Oh. Okay, what are your questions?
What my modifier is for a ranged spell attack.
You shouldn't need to worry about it.
Taste of Undeath. Orcus cast Chill Touch at a 17th level.
Oh, okay.
It's one of my legendary actions. So
right,
know.
And we're going to figure that out.
Okay.
We're not all doing legendary actions. You guys are going to roll off in between turns. One person gets a legendary action.
Party pooper.
One of my attacks.
If Troy hadn't been so late, we could have done more legendary actions. But now we're on an economy. We're rationing.
I think because I have the lowest initiative, I should get prime consideration for all legendary actions. That's just what I think.
You will if you roll high enough. Do you guys want blue or do you want yellow?
Blue is for bitches.
Sure.
So you get blue.
That's fine, because yellow's for cowards, Jeff.
Whatever. You said you were throwing a handful of guys on the roof of the tower?
Yeah.
Like ranged guys? What are you doing?
I assume we're making them ranged. Yeah.
He got 16 random.
I knew we had ground fighters.
How many are you putting up here?
16 of them?
Yeah, I mean, I would put them all up there.
Okay, we'll assume that's 16.
Okay.
Yep. Definitely looks like 16 from here.
Well, see, the way I'm thinking of this, I'm not playing 36 different characters for you guys. I'm going to give each of your characters a reaction each round. Well, okay, I'm going
our
to give...
characters or these characters?
No, your characters. Yeah. Once per round, one of you can use that reaction. Once it's used for the round. You can either displace a hit, somebody dives in front of you and takes a hit for you, or you can heal 2d6 damage.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what your minions are doing. On the demon's turns, they're going to fight everybody around them. One of you guys can roll an attack roll. I will roll an attack roll. Whoever wins, they're going to lose people. Reasonable?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll find out after it happens.
We're talking about minion versus minion is what you mean.
Yes.
Got you.
Some of it, it's not going to be minions. There's bigger demons falling in here, too.
Right. It's a tower defense game, guys.
Oh, shit. We should have upgraded.
What's that castle game called?
Castle Panic?
Castle Panic?
I prefer Star Trek Panic. I think it's cooler, but yes.
Well, they have a Castle Panic Deluxe now. And it's the castle itself just looked like ridiculous. I can't even imagine how it plays, but it's deluxe.
So we're not playing Castle Crashers, huh?
Oh, there are demons on top of the tower?
They're falling all over the place.
Okay.
Again, I'm not rolling for them. I just want everybody to be aware that this shit's here. It's going on. There are literally thousands of demons crashing into this chamber. Like, outside of his area, there's like mains and dretches piling up on each other. They can't even do anything. They're just ripping each other to shreds because they're that deeply piled. You see some of them falling beyond where you're at, falling right into the lava. It's all around here. Oh, do me... fuck it. I missed it. You're in the middle of Fair's Rest.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Your left toe gets twice the size for another 20 minutes.
Bummer.
Trying to think if I'm forgetting anything else.
I'd like a cinematic moment.
Okay.
We need Bruce Buffer here for a second.
Well, it's time!
I just imagine at this point, because it's Kira, who has ostensibly made it through every episode.
Yep.
Who, despite being the goddamn wall and holding the door every fucking episode, continues to live. This goddamn CTE times 1,000 is going to get some sort of epic Aragorn moment where she swings the door open, screams for Mithril Hall, and then 20 battle ragers wade out with brass rocks into the biggest goddamn fight of demons they have ever seen in their lives. Because that's what's going to happen. I don't know if the Gutbuster Brigade has some sort of cry, but I assume that is the rallying cry that is taken up before they launch into the fracas.
I can't remember if they have one or not.
Ziggy-zaggy. Oi, oi, oi.
I mean, that's not bad.
That's it.
So anyway,
and
yeah,
now
no,
busty women on
that's
trampolines.
That's her cinematic moment, throwing open the door and letting loose the battle ragers.
I know when Quint used to charge in the battle, he would yell "McKing" for Brunner, but I don't remember the rest of them. What else do we need to do? I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay, top of the round, demons fall all over the place. Lucas, you are on the maze engine.
Somewhere back here, yeah.
Right. With the Modron. Mm-hmm. The Modron's helping you out. You're in the tower.
Throw the lever, Kronk!
You're in the tower. You're on top of the tower. Just making sure I'm clear on everything.
Why we have that lever?
Schroeder, you're up. Are we going to say the doors are thrown open?
I mean, it's cinematic as fuck. Because, I mean, I'm at the
bottom. I'm the one holding the door.
I mean, it's...
I'm not running out first.
Like I said, if Kira, after 145 fucking episodes of this, and the one person who's tried to have at least some sort of consistent storyline throughout, that hasn't died yet, TBD, like, I get the sense that, like, she's got this rallying cry, you know, this is it, this ends the demon menace in the Underdark. You know, you dwarves, you 20 battle ragers have an opportunity to do what no dwarf has done before. You are going to fight against literal demon lords. They're coming here, and their only goal is to squash everything you love and care for. This is for bigger than Brunner, this is bigger than Mithril Hall, this is for the entire Underdark. Do not stop until everything out there stops moving or you die. Then she kicks open the fucking door and has to wait till goddamn bottom of the round. Because Jeff is a fuck.
Schroeder. Door's open.
I cast spiritual weapon out the door.
Roll 2d20.
Oh, shit.
Okay. You only got to worry about a one, I think, if it's what I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm good. So spiritual weapon goes out 60 feet.
With all the shitstorm that the ritual is causing,
yeah,
you find things to hit.
Fair's Rest is going to be even more detrimental.
Okay. So that's out there.
Do you have something to mark it? Where are you going with it?
And one of the goddamn tokens you have?
There's blue tokens right there.
I've just put something that stands out. Actually, let's go with a D4, not a D8. I'll be needing that here in a little bit.
Where are we going with it?
Just straight out in the middle. Actually, to the left towards Demogorgon.
I mean, the goal is that we don't want them going up the stairs. So, I mean, like, as much as the Battle Ragers and stuff are going to wage into battle, mm-hmm. we want to protect the tower, and
okay,
we don't
well then
want
keep
fucking
it back
things.
At the edge of the tower.
Yeah, just slice the first fucking thing that you yep. see coming out
back
the door.
Here?
Yep, right there.
Just fucking...
Yeah, you'd have to have it out here so you have line of sight.
Yep, that's fine.
But just start fucking swinging, just...
Yep. So then...
Yeah, you're hacking it.
And I'll also step out.
Okay.
Fuck it, I cast Shillelagh, let's go.
Still so, only counts as
you
one.
You already spent one bonus action.
I already used Shillelagh on the last turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I cast Haste and then bonus action Shillelagh.
Gotcha, cool.
So then I'll smack with the spiritual weapon.
Sure. Going for a big one or are you going for a little one?
I'm going for a big one.
Okay, cool.
The big one comes for you.
Oh, that was with my... That wasn't with the
shillelagh. Oh, I thought you were hitting
no,
with
no,
the shillelagh. I'm
no,
sorry.
With my, it was my...
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I don't care what your spiritual weapon's doing.
Oh, okay.
Your spiritual weapon is wading into a mob. It's going to hit something.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, if I see something big over here and I'm walking out, bring that fucking thing over to me. Or not. You can sit it there. I'll wait.
Don't walk
okay.
in.
Bring
don't,
it up to
don't
me.
Walk into
I
that
hit
green
it
light.
With my shillelagh.
Just don't walk into that green light. You're fine.
So you can bring it back in. We'll do exactly what we did.
Our, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep. And I smacked it with my shillelagh.
You're okay. about to have 21 of your best dwarf Actually, friends come piling out of that door yeah. any second now.
Hang on a minute. They're small. They could duck around. That's.
Did you see the picture of them?
No.
They're like, their armor is covered in spikes. Their fists are covered. Like
think rhino, but just...
Rhino in spikes.
Yeah.
Rhino with all spikes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys are just going to throw themselves headfirst in, literally into the fracas yep. and just fucking... They're doom slayers. They're going to rip and tear. That's all they're going to do is rip and tear.
Mm-hmm. The ripping and the tearing.
Roll a d6.
This is before I hit?
Yeah, this is so that I can figure out what kind of demon just walked up to
gotcha.
You.
Gotcha. Two.
Two. Okay. You see a very large gorilla-shaped demon.
Is that a Garistro?
No, that is a Barlgura.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Gotcha. So I rolled a 16, so with my regular attack. I mean, it's going to hit, unless it's not.
No, that the 16 hits.
Okay.
It's going to hit unless it doesn't.
Yeah. Forget it. It just makes it magic, and it makes it a D8 plus, I think.
So, plus wisdom.
Yeah. I need that. So 7 plus 5, so 12 damage.
Okay.
Let me see.
Okay. That's actually a fairly substantial hit against that one.
Okay.
Depends on whether or not it walked out of the radiance first.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It would have taken...
31 radiant before...
No, it rolled high enough.
It rolled.
And a level of exhaustion.
But it didn't matter because he passed his con save.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm not worried about the minions. I'll roll for the big guys as we encounter
them. That's all I can do on my turn. I use my bonus to cast the spiritual weapon, yep. and I attack with my shillelagh.
Lucas.
And I moved.
Going to start her up?
Stop me.
Yeah, in my free action, I'll yell, signal him to start the engine.
Wait, hang on. Are our demon lords on our turn? On our initiative?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Orcus.
His demon lord. That's why I thought we had plans.
Nope,
there.
You're right.
Okay. Yeah, fuck it. I think he's just going to turn directly to his right and go right at Baphomet.
Makes sense.
I didn't think to look and see what their speed was. I think they're mostly 40.
I think we're fine. Let's just fight them.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I also think 40 is going to make it almost all the way across the...
Also true.
Yeah. Okay. So Orcus is just going to do his regular attack, which is a multi-attack.
So you're running up?
Yep. I'm just going straight at Baphomet.
Who's got Baphomet?
Oh, I do. Who? What are we supposed to be rolling about for legendary actions?
You can only do legendary actions at the end of another player's turn, and then we're rolling off right. to see who gets the legendary action. Okay. So it's a multi-attack, so I make two Wand of Orcus attacks. So that's a 15 plus a 19.
34.
So 34 to hit. I assume that hits.
Yes, it does.
I'll just go ahead
and
make
an AC in front of me.
I'll just go ahead and make the second attack. So it is a 28 to hit for the second one?
Yeah.
Okay. So both of them are 3d8 plus 8 bludgeoning plus 2d12 necrotic.
Get out them die rolling apps. It's your 68 plus 4d12.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I wanted that one. Hmm. Orcus is the coolest, in my opinion.
Mine too, personally.
I mean, it looks the coolest, that's for sure.
He looks the coolest because that's the only one that came from that subscription thing that I get. That they put out a shit ton of miniatures every month. He came in the Abyss pack.
It was six.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's dead.
So staff. 39 bludgeoning damage.
A what?
39 bludgeoning damage. And then 24 necrotic.
Good hit. Popped him.
Lucas, now you're up.
Okay.
Throw the lever, Krunk!
If I throw the lever, then the...
Make an arcana check.
Sphere has to drop.
What? Make an arcana check.
To throw the lever?
Yeah, to get it going.
Oh, okay. Is the Mojon doing anything?
Take advantage
of that. Thank you.
He is helping.
Taking advantage of a robot?
Well, it's a 19 on the die.
That's plenty.
You're good.
Plus 10, so 29.
Excellent. There is a shudder that runs through the whole device. It's like gears that haven't been turned in centuries are crunching free and starting to turn. You see the rings around the outside start to slowly move. You see the spheres inside start to rotate.
Okay.
And your platform stays right in the middle of it all.
Like inside a Tesla coil.
That's my whole action.
That's your action. You have a bonus. You have a move. If you have anything that you want to
move, obviously, because I got to maintain this thing.
No, but if you have something that's a move equivalent, I don't know.
No.
Okay.
But Baphomet can go then, right?
Correct.
So Baphomet's multi-attack.
Punch that Orcus guy in his dick hole.
Sorry, he's already on.
Where was the legendary action, by the way? Because I'm very interested in the legendary actions.
Oh, yeah, nobody said you wanted to take one.
Well, then I'll take all the legendary actions.
I thought we had to roll.
Motherfucker, you said we had to roll it off.
Yeah.
You just have to wait.
Right? None of you tried to roll off. Now go ahead for the in between Schroeder and Lucas's.
Who gets the highest?
Yeah, D20.
No, I think it should be lowest.
I don't get to take 20. A legendary action after my own, correct?
No.
Nope.
So it would just be the
highest. I just roll a natural 20. So.
Okay.
So I get a legendary action before my action? Is that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of Baphomet's or Orcus's turn.
I've just never played it this way before.
Okay. Then I will take my heart cleaver attack. Since that's a thing.
That's not a thing.
Nah, that's not a real thing.
It's literally called Heart Cleaver Attack.
Yeah,
it's a melee attack.
Yeah, as Kira comes out that door, she sees an awesome fucking glaive.
I want it!
24 to hit.
On Orcus?
Yeah.
I believe that will hit.
It's pretty close.
Yes, that hits.
I'm kind of okay with Orcus being the one that dies.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I'm very okay with Orcus being the one that dies. He's using his bone dice on you.
21. Oh, cool. He won't be able to count him.
slashing? Oh, sorry. 31 slashing, because it's a plus 10.
Oh, whoops. Can add 8 damage to Baphomet. I forgot to add my plus 8 on my bludgeoning.
Okay. So now I can take my actual attack. So it's a multi-attack as well. A heart cleaver, a bite, and a gore.
You take all of them for the legendary?
No, this is his actual turn.
Oh, sorry, he's on it. Yeah, sorry, that's my bad. I got you.
So Baphomet gets 3 attacks.
Yes. Heart cleaver again.
Cool.
Natural 20. So now it's 8d6 instead of 4d6 plus 10?
Yep.
Jeez. 10, 16, there's 20.
How many hit points does he have?
Okay. 46 slashing.
Did you add the plus
That's
to it?
That's with the plus 10, yep. Second attack is a bite. It's an 18 on the die, plus a 17 probably hits him.
You know, I forgot to say this, but Baphomet can attack recklessly.
Nice!
What does that mean for me?
You attack with advantage, but everybody else gets to attack you with advantage.
This round, I'm just going to go...
That's fine.
I've already started.
That's fine.
Anyway, again, 18 plus 17 hits, right?
Yes.
This is the 2d8.
This is piercing. 6, 7, 8. 18 piercing. 18 piercing.
That's Demogorgon.
What's that? 18 piercing.
Okay.
And the gore is a 30 to hit.
You have a plus 18?
Plus 17. Gotcha. It's a plus 17 to hit on all of my attacks. And that is a 2d10. That is 20 total piercing. I think I fucked him up.
If this were a game of numbers, that's a quarter of Orcus's health.
What does this thing do?
Frightful presence.
Is that an action?
They run away from you. The other demon lords do not give a fuck about your frightful presence.
That's fair.
Legendary action.
Are you done?
I can only attack three times, so yeah. Now we all roll off for a legendary action. No, anything? I'll keep fighting Orcus.
Cool. Yeah, roll off for a legendary action.
18.
You don't get one. It's your turn.
Yep.
Since when is that the rule?
Same thing I told him.
He said we all roll.
I know. Fuck's sake.
I rolled a 7.
It doesn't matter. I have yet to roll above a 5 so far since we've started.
7 wins.
Sweet.
So I have something that costs 2 actions.
Yep, you can use it. It just costs 2 of your 3 legendary actions.
Yep. Oh, gotcha. Okay,
it's then, the one you should use.
Which, yep, yeah. So until your turn comes back around, you've lost three legendary actions.
You've used 2 of the 3 with this one action.
Gotcha. So I'll
if you run out, you don't get to roll.
Gotcha. So I will cast Creeping Death. So Orcus chooses a point on the ground that he can see within 100 feet of him. A cylinder of swirling necrotic energy, 60 feet tall, with a 10-foot radius, rises at that point and lasts until the end of Orcus's next turn. Creatures in the area are vulnerable to necrotic damage.
Cool.
Where are you doing it?
Where you think.
Okay.
Right in the middle of his balls.
Okay.
My balls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Do you think you hit me like that and I'm not going to aim at fucking you up?
That makes complete sense. I'm just saying, it's a 4-way dance here.
Yeah.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. Resonate.